My name is Amber. I have the small fry and a fruit smoothie.
When you're leaving a fast food restaurant with a big bag or a full belly, chances are you don't want to chat about what you just ate. Call it a guilty conscience. Or maybe it's that time of year when we have the best of intentions to shed those holiday pounds. But these intrepid folks in Center City, Philadelphia, were willing to share. And most importantly, they divulged whether they paid any attention to the calorie information on the menu board.
Oh, no. I mean, well, like, normally I look, but not today. I just wanted the smoothie.
Any idea how much is in it?
Probably like 500 in the fries, and then the smoothie maybe about 1200.
What's your name?
Charles.
Did you notice the calorie information on the menu board?
No.
Do you ever pay attention to them?
No.
What did you order?
A burger and a small Coke. As I'm 55, I'm not going to change my ways.
It's too late there.
Too late. You got that.
Luis Melendez.
Did you pay any attention to the calorie information on that board?
No, not at all. I see it, but I don't really pay attention to it.
What did you order?
Double cheeseburger.
I can see you're tucking into it now. Is it delicious?
Yes, it is. Very.
Do you think the calorie information is a good idea?
I guess if you're trying to watch your weight, I guess to see what you're eating, but not me.
Okay, enjoy your lunch.
Thank you. Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Since 2010, Philadelphia's chain restaurants and food retailers with more than 15 locations across the country have been required to display nutritional information on their menus. It's Philadelphia's own menu labelling law, the idea to educate consumers about what they're eating and drinking. Since our Pulse investigations had a pretty small sample, I decided to talk to Professor Brian Elbel of New York University's School of Medicine. He took a rather more detailed look at whether calorie counts on fast food menus make us stop and think.
So we collected outside fast food restaurants, McDonald's and Burger King's in Philadelphia before the labeling law was passed. And then we came back about 4 or 5 months after the law was passed and collected at the same restaurants. The mechanism was to stand outside these restaurants, get people's receipts as they came out, ask them a few questions, compensate them $2 for talking to us. They went on their way.
So after collaring 2,000 Philadelphians taking out fast food, Professor Elbel's team found that lots of people had actually spotted the calorie information.
So we found that when we were talking to consumers as they were leaving these fast food restaurants, about 40% of Philadelphia consumers saw these labels after they were posted in the restaurants because of your calorie labeling law here. What we didn't necessarily find, though, is any change at the population level in the number of calories purchased.
So people were seeing the calorie count and choosing to ignore it. What I wanted to know was, is it just us here in cheesesteak-loving Philadelphia? Are we more unhealthy than other cities when it comes to ordering fast food?
Yeah, it's definitely not just Philadelphia.
So that's a relief.
Yeah, so it's definitely true that most other studies like ours have found very similar effects.
I spoke to Dr. Amy Orkingkloss from Drexel University. She'd done a similar study to Professor Elbel at NYU.
It is mind-boggling when you start looking at these numbers.
So in this example, potato skins, 2,000, 70 calories, 60 grams.
The Drexel researchers spoke to 650 people exiting the same chain restaurant. Half those people were eating at Philadelphia locations where calories were listed on the menu, and half were outside the city where restaurants were not required to provide nutritional information. Like the NYU research, they took people's receipts as a truth check. The difference here, people weren't getting takeout. They were sitting down for a leisurely dinner.
So on average, customers were ordering about 1,800 calories of food and beverages per person, per order. So that's close to the 2,000 calories that most people need each day.
But when Dr. Orkingkloss analyzed just the receipts of people dining in restaurants in Philadelphia, where the menu labeling law requires them to display calorie counts, there was a big change.
About 66% of the people in Philadelphia did not use the information. 34% used it. We then looked at their purchases, the 34%. They ordered on average 400 less calories. So that's a huge drop.
I asked Professor Elbel of NYU why sitting down in a restaurant rather than getting takeout might make people pay more attention to the nutritional information.
You're walking into a restaurant, you're sitting down, maybe you're tending to it a little more. You're not walking in and necessarily very quickly ordering and going about your business.
But how can we get more people across the board to take note of those niggling numbers on the menu? Professor Elbel says changing the labelling system could help.
There's some evidence that things like not so much numbers, but symbols or something a little more visceral and easier for people to understand could be a little more influential. The second thing you can think about is just realizing that labeling probably isn't going to be enough, right? It's not a silver bullet. We're going to have to think of multiple other policy approaches. Many people have talked about taxing some more unhealthy food in a very direct way. And you could look at lots of what's happening in schools. That's clearly a place where we have kids and we have their attention. And I think it's going to be a combination of all of these things together where we're going to have a larger impact.
Food for thought as we battle the holiday bulge. For The Pulse, I'm Sophie Reed.